Brooke, it's late, it's dark, and we should both probably be in bed. Because now it's after 10:42. I'll tell you what. I've been gone for 5 days. You name one time you've been spontaneous in the past 5 days, and we'll call the race off.
Define spontaneous.
Choosing to do something that wasn't on your schedule for the day.
Cole opened his mouth to say something, but no words came out, so he closed it. Then he said, I'm both parents for Sam. If I don't schedule everything, things will fall through the cracks.
She ignored his protest. Ready?
Exercise right before bed causes insomnia, Cole said.
Nah, it just makes you good and tired, so you'll fall asleep quickly.
Set?
Brooke crouched down into a racing position. If it had been anyone else at his house this late on a weeknight trying to get him to race around the house, he'd have already been back inside by now. Brooke just had a way of convincing him to do crazy things he'd never do otherwise.
I've got longer legs, so you won't be able to win.
He was still vocally protesting, but found himself getting in a position to take off running anyway. And I had a coffee mid-flight to keep from being drowsy on the drive home from the airport, so you won't be able to win. Go!
Brooke took off running, and Cole raced after her a moment later. She leapt over the 2.5-foot-high fence into the backyard, and he did the same.
She darted around the swing set, but he ran right between two swings and caught up to her as she ran right through the sandbox. They were neck and neck as they reached the fence to the side yard, and they leaped almost simultaneously. Brooke stumbled a bit as she dodged the garbage cans against the side of the house that had been hiding in the shadow of the moon, but she grabbed the arm of his bathrobe and pulled it backwards. He'd learned long ago that she was in it to win, and that she enjoyed some good competition. So he slipped his arms out of the bathrobe as he ran, leaving it in her hand, and made it to the front yard before her. Brooke cut across the porch, though, and leapt over the railing at the other end, landing at the side yard. They reached the starting point at almost exactly the same time. A smile spread across Cole's face as he stood in his t-shirt and pajama pants, breathing heavy, feeling exhilarated and refreshed after such a tough day. Brooke seemed to have a way of knowing exactly what he most needed and talking him into doing it, even if he hadn't realized himself how much he'd needed it.
It's good to have you back in town, Brooke.
Brooke pushed the bathrobe into Cole's chest and he grabbed hold with the hands that still held the stuffed animals she'd brought.
It's good to be back.
She put her hand on his shoulder.
Now that I've worn you out, you should be able to sleep like a baby.
And I'll sleep better knowing that you're not dying from spontaneity deprivation. His shoulder muscles involuntarily flexed at her touch, but he didn't allow himself to think about how it felt to have her hand rest there.
Thanks for having my back,
Cole called out as Brooke walked toward her car, and she turned and waved. He stayed outside until she pulled away and drove down the street toward her house. It didn't matter how attracted he was to Brooke or how long ago he'd actually fallen for her. For his daughter's sake, he would never have a future with Brooke.